share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Due to his cruel treatment of animals, the police are now actively searching for a man who is believed to have shot a dog to death in an incident that took place in Seberang Jalan Putra, Alor Setar. Citing Astro Awani's report, Kota Setar District Police Chief, Assistant Commissioner Ahmad Shukri Madakir said that his party had received a report from a complainant about the incident. According to him, the complainant, who was at his house in Taman Dahlia at the time, claimed to have seen a status uploaded by a Facebook account owner about a wild dog that died brutally in the area. He said, "It looks like the image of the suspect doing the arrow action appeared in the CCTV camera and the weapons used were a bow and arrow." He explained that the report made by the complainant was due to the complainant's sympathy for the animal that was treated in such a way and his dissatisfaction with the man's actions. Ahmad Shukri said the veterinary department's investigation team and three enforcement assistants who carried out the investigation also found that there was a closed-circuit camera (CCTV) at a nearby shop. Footage showed a man believed to be using a Proton Waja car with an unidentified vehicle registration number holding an archery tool and shooting wild dogs between 4:21 a.m. and 5:26 a.m. last Thursday. Watch the CCTV recording here. Warning. Viewer's discretion is advised. Pana Anjing, Imej Muka Jelas, Tengok Sampai Habis, Ini Tawarinsaya. Rakan Kapata Pamana Kejam, Kamutak Buat Janaya. YG Melapaskan Pana Adala Kawan Kamu. Ada Bake Nya Kamu Saradiri, Sakaligas Kamu Selamat Jika Kamu Saradiri and Bokorkan Maklamat Pamana Pada Pihak Berkwasa, Saya Abang Kuking Akan Melantik Pegam Untuk Kamu Membela Diri Kisa Pana Anjing, https://m.facebook.com/story.php?mark/story_fbit=101584037145687773 and it equals 5646487772 #TOLONGSHARE # Posted by Sharul Nizam A. Flat Rahim on Friday, March 12, 2021. He added that the investigating officer of the veterinary department informed that he would open an investigation paper on the case according to Section 29(1)(e) of the Animal Welfare Act 2015, and the case was then referred to the veterinary department for further investigation. Also read, postman who used slingshot on dog suspended from duty pending investigation. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.